at it now. Big story of a Chinese company. The CEO of an election software firm arrested in Meridian Township, right outside of Lansing. The founder and CEO of a software company targeted by election deniers arrested yesterday on suspicion of stealing data on hundreds of Los Angeles County poll workers. Connect Corporation's Eugene Yu, it's a Chinese company, all right? Arrested in Meridian Township, held on suspicion of theft of personal identifying information while computer hard drives and other digital evidence seized by investigators from the county district attorney's office. Local prosecutors are seeking his extradition to California, which is too bad. We'd rather have him here. We're continuing to ascertain the details of what we believe Mr. Yu's wrongful detention in L.A. County, wrongful detention by L.A. County authorities. Koenig said in a statement that ended, any L.A. County poll worker data that Koenig may have possessed was provided to it by L.A. County and therefore could not have been stolen as suggested. Koenig is a company based in East Lansing. In 2020, it won a five-year, $2.9 million contract with L.A. County for software to track election workers' schedules, training, payroll, and communications, according to the county registrar and county clerk, Dean Logan. Koenig was required to keep the data in the U.S. and only provide access to citizens and permanent residents, but instead stored it on servers in the People's Republic of China. I bet you're shocked by that. The DA's office didn't specify what information was taken, but officials said it only involved poll workers, not voting machines or vote counts, and didn't alter election results. Security in all aspects of any election is essential so that we have full faith in the integrity of the election process, so said District Attorney George Gascon, who is about as trustworthy as, well, you figure it out. By the way, this is from ABC News. With the midterm general election just 35 days away, our focus remains on ensuring the administration of this election is not disrupted, said a statement from Dean Logan, the county clerk. There wasn't any evidence that any election worker was bribed or extorted, and an investigation was pending into whether any of the data went into inappropriate hands. It was stored in the People's Republic of China, along with what information? What else did they have access to? Koenig previously said that all data for its American customers were stored on servers in the United States. That was from the New York Times Monday. Let's see here. The paper, New York Times, reporting that Koenig and Yu, born in China, became the targets of claims of election conspiracy theorists that the company had secret ties to the Chinese Communist Party that had supplied information on 2 million poll workers. Well, not so secret anymore. Conspiracy theory? The information was held in the People's Republic of China. What conspiracy theory is that? You received threats and went into hiding, the paper said. Koenig also has contracts in Indiana and DeKalb County, Georgia. It has 32 clients in North America, according to its website. Should you be concerned? Yeah, probably. Probably. Yeah, there's something for you. Something big for you. Take a look at that today, all right? Take a look at that, and you can get on board with it. OPEC today. Very likely to throw a bucket of cold water on the idea of lower gas prices. Gas prices should keep surging as a result of various domestic and global factors, according to energy analysts. Lots of the major petroleum refinery snags, policies disincentivizing more fossil fuel production or nationwide refinery capacity have all contributed to the price uptick. In addition, the powerful Middle East oil cartel, the organization, the OPEC countries, plus Russia are expected to announce a massive production cut, maybe as many as 2 million barrels a day today. It'll say where prices are going by the end of the year, so says Patrick DeHaan. He's the head analysis fella at Gas Buddy. I'd expected at least a good potential that the national average could fall under 3, but I think OPEC just threw a cold bucket of water on that. Yeah, It's over 4 in many states now, signaling its intentions ahead of the economic slowdown. Global inventories for oil remain high and tight. It's very clear that OPEC is growing addicted to triple-digit oil. The nationwide price for gasoline now is, what, $3.83? Is that what I said? Yeah, $3.83. And where were we a week ago? $3.76. A month ago, $3.78. So that declining average, that's all done. That's all done. Fuel is on its way. OPEC likes that triple-digit fuel price. They like it a lot. So higher crude prices are on the way, which means more trouble for you. These are all things that are coming across the desk even as we speak. We'll get a lot more on Conic Corporation and the arrest of you. We'll get more of that by tomorrow. We'll dig deep. We'll find out more. We're going to go, maybe just go knock on their door. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Yeah, that sort of thing. And figure out if we can get that. We're going to run that down is what I'm telling you. We're going to run that down. Hey, listen, if you got dogs and you want American-made dog food, not stuff coming from China, that'd be my preference, too. And that's what we do. We use Great Lakes Pet Food. GreatLakesPetFood.com. It's made in America. Made in Michigan, actually. It's a West Michigan company. GreatLakesPetFood.com. High-quality pet food made in America. The highest-quality pork and chicken. Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food I use for my herd of dogs. Kind of like a dog farmer sometimes. Man, I could use a vacuum company, I'll tell you that. That'd be nice. Anyhow, GreatLakesPetFood.com, the place to find the best pet food for your dog, GreatLakesPetFood.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. This is The Steve Gerber Show. If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.